Today, Be'ezra Hashem learned Daf Lamed Gimel Masech the Shavuos. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha regarding Meshbi'ani Aleichem, Sheyesh Libiad Plein Yipakad Mitzumas Yed VeGezel VaAveda, if the Teveya placed upon the Eid Meshvua for multiple types of claims. Or Meshbi'ani Aleichem, Pikad Nchitin Mis'ar Mekusman, if the Teveya placed upon the Eid Meshvua for multiple items of even one type of claim. If the Eidim made a general Shavua, they require only one carbon, but if the Eidim made a detailed Shavua, they require multiple Kabbanas. The question of Mashbiya Eidi Knas Mahu, if the Teveya placed upon the Eidim a Shavua regarding a Knas, a penalty, that so-and-so owes him, and the Eidim made a Kfir, a denial, are the Eidim liable? And the Gemara says that this question depends on the two Machloikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon b'Chachamim regarding Moed b'Knas v'Achkach Bo Eidim. The person first admitted to Bezin that he owes a knas, and afterward two Eidim confirmed that he owes the knas, is he liable to pay the knas? And then their machlekes regarding Mashbiya Eid Echad, if the Teveya placed a Shvua on a single Eid whose testimony can place upon the Nitva only a Shvua obligation that might possibly lead to Mammon, whether the Kfiri is considered for Mammon because the Nitva might decide not to swear, but rather pay. The Mishnah's halacha of Sha'ani Levi, She'ini ben Gerusha, She'ini ben Chalutza, Harei Eile Baturin. If the Teveya placed upon the Eidim a Shvua for a non-monetary claim, the Eidim are Patim Mikarbin because their Kfir was not for Mammon. And the Gemara cites several sources that the Chiyuv applies only to Tvias Mammon.